You're listening to the Writing Wall Podcast, and I'm your host, Stacey Hawks. Every second and fourth Saturday of the month, I will be here at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and many other platforms. This podcast is designed for indie authors to have a platform to share their books, their poetry, and their stories. We also feature well-known and traditional writers that are from my home state of North Carolina, while also featuring local writers from my backyard right here in the beautiful Blue Ridge Mountains of Allegheny County. You can connect with us on Twitter at The Writing Wall or on Instagram at WritingsOnTheWall85. And grab our links there to our website so that you can keep up with what's happening with our monthly newsletter. Newsletters go out the first of every month. And you can also sign up to follow us on the Wix app. Because everyone has a story, we want to hear yours. What is your story? Season 5 of the Writing Wall blog and podcast is brought to you by author Brian Livingston of The Habits of Squirrels. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with an irate squirrel. In this charming, thoughtful meditation on all of life's journeys, Brian Livingston finds humor, grace, and sunburn on one of America's greatest hikes. You can learn more about Brian in his amazing book, The Habits of Squirrels, at brianlivingstonbooks.com. Listeners and fellow readers alike can also follow him on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Join us on buymeacoffee.com/thewritingwall to become a sponsor, receive your own personalized book ad, and more. Good evening and welcome to the special episode of the Writing Wall Podcast. This is our Season 5 bonus extra, and we will be speaking with award-winning author Philip Raymond Brown and his narrator Evan Harris of It Gives You Strength and Harvesting Earthlings for Fun and Profit. We'll also hear from my audiobook narrator for Devil's Ridge, Stephen Marston. First, I want to welcome Evan Harris, audiobook narrator, to this podcast. Evan, thank you for being part of our Season 5. Tell listeners a little about yourself.
My name is Evan. I'm a single dad living in Greenville, South Carolina, 45 years old. Been an actor in the area since 96, and I've been an audiobook narrator when I can get the work for probably about 5 or 6 years.
How did you get started in narrating books for authors?
I had a couple of friends. You know, I just left a full-time job and I was looking for extra income. And I had some friends post, some actor friends post things on their Facebook about books they had done. And I like to talk, and I've always had sort of an interest in using my voice for more than just stage work. And I just inquired to them how they did it. And they told me most of them did it through ACX, which is, for me anyway, it's been a great tool because it's a site that sort of cuts out the middleman. It allows authors to put their work directly online and hire narrators directly. They don't have to go through, you know, third parties. They don't have to go through publishers. They don't have to do a lot of things that stop people like me who are really unknowns from getting work. Because there's a lot to do to get work typically. And from what I understand, the higher up sort of narrating echelon, it's a hard world to break into. This kind of provides a great service for people who really are mostly independent. Independent narrators who don't have agents or anything like that to still get work and sort of learn how to do it by experience.
As you mentioned earlier, you're also a stage actor. So what are the differences and similarities between being an actor on the stage and then being an audiobook narrator?
Well, first of all, the most obvious thing and the best thing is you don't have to memorize lines. That's one of my favorite things about it, because memorization can be really difficult and really tricky. But I mean, you definitely have to use your voice on stage. But for my angle, when I do an audiobook anyway, and I think there are a lot of different approaches to it, but I really try and make every character as distinct as possible. Some narrators, a lot of the big names, and I'm not saying anything against them, they've forged a whole career off of it. You know, they'll have slight variations. You know, typically the writing will tell you who's speaking anyway, but I like to try and use my voice in as many different ways as possible. And on stage, you don't necessarily have to put as much into vocal. Like, you want to project and you want people to hear you, but a lot of it is visual. A lot of what you're communicating to an audience is very visual. And in this case, it's all your voice. It's also nice that, you know, you can do as many quote unquote takes as you want and to try and get a performance as close to what the author wants as you can. But in that aspect, that's where it's really pretty similar. I always look at any author I work for as the director, and I'm very good about doing my best to give the director exactly what they want from me. So in a lot of ways, that's to me the biggest similarity is you give a performance and then an author gives you notes and you try and fit into that person's picture of the character as much as humanly possible. And that's where it is really, to me, very similar. I've had authors who didn't consider themselves directors who apologized for giving me notes. And I'm like, no, this is the gig. This is what I've signed up for. You know, I'm not just going to do it and then have you tell me you wanted it a different way and go, no, this is the way I'm going to do it. Like, it's your work. That's the biggest similarity to me is your performance is guided by someone. And, you know, but also you get to do it from the comfort of your own home. You don't have to leave. You don't have to worry about costumes or quick changes or makeup or anything like that. It's all vocal.
You've already narrated several audiobooks. What advice would you give to someone who is thinking about being an audiobook narrator?
I mean, that's hard for me to say because it's not my main source of income. You know, I'm not a huge professional with it. I'm not a well-known name. I would just say, you know, if you want to do it, make sure you've got decent recording equipment, for one thing. I have heard some, and I'm sure there are people that could quibble about the kind of stuff that I use, but I really do my best to make it as clean as possible. I think that I have heard other narrators who don't seem to think that that's as important. And for me, it's like, you know, get yourself the best equipment you can afford. Make sure that you account for, you know, any sort of background noise or room noise or anything like that. Make sure your edits are as clean as possible and just try and find as much work as you can and work hard to give that author the performance that they want. Don't be precious about your own stuff. You know, just if they have a note, if they need you to change something up, just do it. And that'll help you get more work because that author, if they have a good experience, A, will want you to narrate other books that they may write, and B, might tell other people, like, hey, and they'll rate you online. Hey, this is a good person to work with.
So I have listened to both of Philip's audiobooks. What is it like narrating for him, and what were the best parts for you, being an alien or being a historic figure?
I actually kind of liked the historic figures, to be totally honest. And Philip's books are they're an easy read. They're easy to know what's going on. The characters are very well defined. And with aliens, it's kind of like, you can kind of go anywhere you want with them, but we went a very specific route with that whole species. Made them. I've always kind of enjoyed doing a haughty British accent anyway. So when he kind of said that's what he wanted, I was like, okay, that's going to be fun. But what I found more enlightening was actually doing the actual people, because that's something you can look at and go, okay, well, I don't want to do just an impression of someone, but I have a springboard to jump off of. I have like this sort of wheelhouse of the way this person spoke to play with and hopefully help people learn about who these people really were, because that's one of the things I like about these books is it's science fiction, but it's also you're learning something and you don't even know it. And I think those kind of projects are a lot of fun.
I couldn't agree more. The whole purpose of reading is to help people learn and also have fun while learning, but you did such a wonderful job on those voices. I really enjoyed both audiobooks.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I can't wait till the third one.
Evan, how can listeners find you and request you to narrate their audiobook?
Well, I'm on ACX. I also have a Facebook profile for my audiobook narration. You can, if you just want to see my work in general, you can just Google Evan Harris audiobook narrator. Although I've done that before and a couple of books will pop up that I had nothing to do with. So I don't know why that happens. I'm sort of added into the list of books I've already done. But it should be relatively easy to find me, Evan Harris audiobook narrator and Evan Harris audiobook narrator on Facebook.
Evan, thank you so much for being part of our season 5 special episode.
Oh, thank you so much. I really enjoyed it.
Stick around, because when we come back, our co-host, Philip Raymond Brown, an award-winning author, will be speaking with my audiobook narrator, Stephen Marsden.
Hey! Hey everyone, it's Tyler Witkowski, the publisher at Tea with Coffee Media. Tea with Coffee Media is a team of indie authors, designers, and editors who have a goal of helping indie authors make their dreams become a reality. Our modest press has aspirations to help as many indie authors succeed as possible. Not only do we offer publishing services, and yes, we are open for submissions, but we offer editing, marketing, and book cover design services at an affordable price to all indie authors. Visit us online at teawithcoffee.media to learn more about our services.
To part two of this special Writing Wall episode of Audiobooks. Now I'm going to turn it over to our co-host and award-winning author, Philip Raymond Brown of It Gives You Strength and Harvesting Earthlings for Fun and Profit. Welcome back, Philip, and congratulations on your latest award.
Well, thank you, Stacy. It's always a pleasure to be on the Writing Wall, and it's my honor to talk to Stephen Marsden, the narrator. Mr. Marsden, how are you tonight?
Thank you. I am excellent. Glad to be here.
And where are you this evening?
I live in a town called Farmington Hills, Michigan, which is it's about 45 minutes north of Detroit.
Wow. I'm in Colorado myself right now, so we will use the internet to its best use now. So, Mr. Marsden, tell me, how did you get started in narrating books?
Well, I retired from public education. I was a teacher and high school administrator for 36 years. And I thought, what am I going to do now that I'm retired? No more getting up at 5:30 in the morning and working until 8 o'clock at night. And so I hand out from the Michigan Actors Studio, and they were offering a class on doing voiceovers. So I signed up, very enlightening. I have to thank my teacher, Sari Zalasan. She was excellent, and she ended up becoming my mentor and tutor. Started trying to do commercials, done a few nationwide commercials, Harley Davidson, Molina Health. I joined ACX, and I too felt, you know, this was an excellent opportunity for young authors, old authors, to get their books recorded. I've been doing it about 10 years. I've recorded over 35 audio books and 3 independent movies. So it's been a lot of fun, and I enjoy reading the books and putting my interpretation on the characters and the themes.
Wow, that's very impressive. And of course, you were the narrator for the audiobook of the great book, Devil's Ridge.
Yes, excellent. I had a lot of fun reading that book and doing characters.
I'm a big fan of Devil's Ridge. Tell me, what was your favorite character to lend a voice to during Devil's Ridge?
Oh, I liked Connor Ridge, and I also liked the sheriff, Sheriff Irwin. There were a lot of minor little characters in there that I was trying to perfect a southern accent from Appalachia. I don't know if I hit the mark or not, but I had a tremendous time recording it.
Yeah, Connor Ridge is a great character. Well, you mentioned that you read the books, of course, before you do the narration. How many times do you read them?
I usually read them at least 2 times, and then I record a chapter at a time. Once I record it, then I listen to the playback. I go in and I edit where I've messed up and put in a word that wasn't there, cut that out, re-record that session, and then I send the finished chapter off to, I send them off to Stacy for her review. When you're doing this, lots of times you make mistakes, and even in a playback situation, you still miss them. So I look to Stacy to catch any other errors. She would tell me, oh, I want this changed, or this word was wrong. So then I go back and I redo the chapter, and then I re-listen to the whole thing. And then I save them all up, the book is complete, and then I send it off to ACX for their expertise.
What would you say are the qualities of a great narrator?
For me, I visualize what's happening in the book. So I'm sort of following it along in my mind, and I always ask the authors for a character sketch of all the characters, because when I first read the book, I get visualizations of what the characters might look like, what they might sound like. And so with the author's help, you know, yeah, okay, this description, yeah, in my mind, character I'm visualizing fits that description. Big part for me is seeing the book in my mind as I'm reading, seeing the location, picturing what the characters might look like.
If someone was an aspiring voice actor, what advice would you give them if they came and said to you, Mr. Marsden, I want to be a narrator, what advice would you give me?
I would do lots of reading. Read as much as you can and visualize what you're reading. And also, you know, it does depend on quality of your equipment. I mean, here in my home, I have a closet right next to me that's totally soundproof, and I have a good mic, and I try to make sure the cat's not walking in and jumping onto the keyboard as I'm recording, which he's done. But I think you've got to be in a really quiet place, and you've got to have good equipment.
Just practice
reading short stories and then recording them, and then listen to how you sound.
Do you have any favorite scenes from Devil Ridge that you recall, and why?
I like the one part was when Connor Ridge drove up, who had the repair shop. And they were sort of bantering back and forth, trying to figure out, who's this guy? You know, why is he here? What does he want? I thoroughly enjoyed that. And I also enjoyed Sheriff Irwin when he was at the town meetings or when he was interacting with female characters in The Voice and the FBI agents. You know, I pictured him, he's sort of laid back, but he's got a lot going on upstairs.
That was one of my favorite scenes as well. I come from a family of bootleggers, so it's hard for me to relate to Sheriff Irwin. But, you know, that's my bias. So, Mr. Marsden, could you tell the audience how, if there are writers, I'm sure there are writers out there wondering how they could contact a good narrator, what would be the contact information that you would use? A website?
I have listed with ACX. I also have a web page. It's stephenmarsden.org, and I've put up lists of the books that I've recorded, samples of work that I have done, or they can email me, marsdensh@gmail.com, or call me. I've done independent books, and I've done, as I said, through ACX, I've done over 35, but there have been several that I've done and know how they found me, but I'm sure glad they did because I enjoyed doing their books. I've done everything from fiction to nonfiction to self-help books. So it's quite a range.
That's wonderful. It has been a pleasure meeting you, sir, and I understand why Stacy hired you to do her wonderful book.
It's been a pleasure talking with you. It was a pleasure to read every character.
Author and co-host Philip Raymond Brown, ladies and gentlemen, with narrator Stephen Marsden. Stephen, thank you so much for being part of our Season 5 special bonus episode, and Philip to interviewing my narrator of Devil's Ridge. Up next, we've heard from the audiobook narrators, but we're going to get to hear from Philip Raymond Brown and learn more about his experience working with a narrator to create his audiobooks. So stick around. We have had an amazing time listening this evening to our narrators talk about what it is that they do in order to create these great audiobooks and bring our books to life. Now I'm going to be speaking with award-winning author Philip Raymond Brown about his experience creating an audiobook. So Philip, you have produced two of your novels as audiobooks. What can you share with listeners about that process?
Sure. And I thought about what was the best thing I could do for authors and for potential narrators. And I think the best thing I could do is to tell them about three websites that will get them going. The first is called Upwork. That's U-P-W-O-R-K. Upwork is a wonderful website where talented creators meet talented people. And in fact, in casting the audiobook for It Gives You Strength, I actually did a casting call that, if actors in theater understand, you go and you audition. I had at least 20 people read the first chapter of It Gives You Strength. And Evan Harris, who we heard in this podcast, was far and away the best, although there were some other very good audiobook narrators. Because of Upwork, I met Evan Harris and cast him to do It Gives You Strength. The second website that I would address creative people to is called Fiverr. That's F-I-V-E-R-R. And it was on Fiverr that I hired the technical producer of my audiobooks, and that's Lauren Henry. Her name is L-A-U-R-E-N, Henry. And not only was Lauren Henry the producer who Evan Harris would send the finished chapters to so she could polish them up and get them audible ready, but on the second audiobook we did, which is called Harvesting Earthlings for Fun and Profit, I again used Evan Harris as the narrator because he did such a phenomenal job on the first book, and the second book is the sequel to the first book, and a lot of the same characters are in the book, and I wanted the voices to be the same. So Evan Harris was hired to do the second book. But in between the first and the second book, I decided that it really annoys me when men use fake female voices in their audiobooks. So in talking over hiring Lauren Henry to do the technical production of the second book, I noted on her website that she's an accomplished audiobook narrator herself. So I listened to her work, and I hired her not only to be the technical director of my second book, Harvesting Earthlings, but she also voices all of the female characters in Harvesting Earthlings. So I like to say that Harvesting Earthlings sounds more like a stage play than it does an audiobook, because you have an accomplished stage actor, Evan Harris, reading the male roles. You have a wonderful female actress, narrator, Lauren Henry, narrating the female parts. And I'm so proud of Harvesting Earthlings because it sounds the way I expect a audiobook should sound. And the final thing I'd say is, you've already heard the two narrators mention acx.com. acx.com. That's all it is. Narrators can find jobs on that. It is a library of information on how to be a narrator. And also, it's where authors take their finished products and submit their finished product to Audible so that Audible will go through it. And I'm sure, Stacy, you know the process. Audible spends about 30 days going through the quality of your potential book that you've submitted through acx.com, and then Audible will decide whether your audiobook is good enough for Audible, and if it's not, apparently they tell the author what they need to fix. I haven't had that problem because I had Lauren Henry submitting the two books for me, and they were perfect. So I hope I answered your question.
It does. Thank you so much, Philip. I really appreciate you elaborating, too, and providing more information to authors who are looking at finding a narrator and how to go about doing that on these websites, because it is true. I mean, you can find pretty much any kind of book professional that you want, from illustrators to editors to producers, all on Fervor, Upwork, all those great sites, and, of course, ACX.
Yes. And the other thing is that those websites put you in touch with people from all over the world. And with this technology we have now, you never even have to meet face to face. You just use technology to have meetings and to record your respective parts of the audiobook and put it together, and it can be done very efficiently.
So what's it like to produce two audiobooks, or even an audiobook, and never having been in the same room as your narrator? Share with listeners and those who are aspiring to create audiobooks how that works.
Well, tonight may have, you know, we all can see each other as we record this podcast on our computer screens. Today may have been the most I've ever seen Evan Harris in my life, and we've recorded two audiobooks together. And let me say, he doesn't blow his own horn, so he's a very modest man, so let me tell any writer out there, Evan Harris, and I've done theater my whole life, Evan Harris is a wonderful actor and can do a library of voices professionally. What I did when I cast him to do It Gives You Strength is I wrote up a description of each of the different characters, and he just said, Phil, just go on the ACX.com library. I've done so many audiobooks. Find one of my voices that fits each character. And I did. And then I couldn't find a voice that sounded like the way I thought the gangster Legs Diamond should sound. And I just said to him, you've seen all the gangsters movies that Joe Pesci was in. What do you think? Could you do an imitation of Joe Pesci? And he did it. Yeah, perfect. And that's why in my audiobook, It Gives You Strength, Jack Legs Diamond sounds a lot like Joe Pesci. It's because Evan Harris just improvised a Joe Pesci imitation. But to get back to the answering your question, Lauren Henry, the technical producer, Evan Harris, the narrator, and I never were in the same room. We simply used technology the way we're using technology now to do this podcast. Evan would record a chapter, send me the chapter. I would give him notes the way a theatrical director would give an actor notes. He is the most professional actor I've ever dealt with. He would make every single change. And when he described the process on this podcast saying, you know, the writer, it's his creative work. I'm going to make the character sound the way he wants. He's not exaggerating. He kept asking me, Phil, does this sound the way you want it to sound? And I was so grateful because, Stacy, you're an author and you know you spend a year, maybe 2 years, writing one of these books. These are your babies. You want these characters to sound the way you hear them in your head. And Evan made that happen. Then after Evan and I were happy with a chapter being very professionally done, we would forward it to Lauren Henry, and she would, what I call, polish it up. I don't even know technically what she did. I just know that it went from sounding like a good quality recording of an audiobook to sounding like an audible quality recording of an audiobook. And she used whatever equipment she uses to do that. With the second book, Harvesting Earthlings, Evan would record the male characters, send it to me, and he would just leave a blank space, move on, and he made a sound, a clicking sound, I believe, so she would know that's where you come in. Yet when, after she got done with the editing, it sounds seamless. It sounds like they're acting in the same room, in the same studio. You know, this past weekend, my wife and I listened to a big-time recording of a major novel, and it was a very fine novel, there's no doubt about it. It was a very fine audiobook. But at the end, they talked about, you know, they identified the whole staff that they must have had work on this. And there must have been 20 names. The sound mixer, the assistant sound mixer, the editor, the assistant editor, the best boy. And they went through this whole cast of characters who had worked, and I'm sure they all worked very hard. I would think that Evan Harris doing the initial recording and Lauren Henry doing the technical producing, my Harvesting Earthlings audiobook sounds just as good, and I probably produced it for a tenth of the cost that audiobook that I listened to was, and it still sounds real nice.
Indeed, both of these audiobooks are really great. I'm going to encourage anyone that loves history and loves sci-fi and would like a good mashup to check out Harvesting Earthlings for Fun and Profit, and It Gives You Strength, read by Evan Harris. So, Philip, did you follow the same process for the audiobook of Harvesting Earthlings as you did for It Gives You Strength?
My wonderful mother-in-law had said to me, Phil, you got to have stronger female characters in the second book. So, and she's an author herself, and I take her advice very seriously. So I worked very hard on the second book, developing stronger female characters. And I think I'd like to think I did a good job with that. So, and that's another reason that having Lauren Henry or an actress read those characters is so important to me. But we did basically follow the same process where Evan Harris did all of his work. I reviewed it. We forwarded it on to Lauren Henry. Henry. She added in her voice parts, then sent them back to me the same way Evan did for my review of not just her final audio polishing, but my review of her voice acting. And then once I sent it back to her telling her it was final or there needed to be changes, she would then polish it up and submit it to Audible.
Philip, how can listeners follow you and find your books?
Oh, well, thank you for asking. My website is philipraymondbrown.com, philipraymond.com. All of the links to all of my social media is on my website. I am on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and I'm all over the internet. Philip Raymond Brown, it's pretty easy to find me.
Philip, thank you so much for bringing your audiobook narrator Evan Harris with you this evening and for conducting the interview with Stephen Marsden. It is always a pleasure to have you on the Writing Wall podcast as our co-host.
My pleasure. I'm very proud of Evan, and I hope that this gets him a number of new gigs because he definitely is an asset to our industry.
Absolutely. And to Stephen Marsden, thank you for bringing my characters of Devil's Ridge to life. I look forward to working with you again in the future on other projects. We also look forward to more books by co-host Philip Raymond Brown, and we encourage everyone to follow, find, and tune in to these great narrators and their reads. The Writing Wall Podcast would like to wish everyone a very happy holiday season, and we hope you'll join us for Season 6 of the new year, starting February 2023. Because we all have a story, the Writing Wall Podcast wants to hear yours. What is your story? Anytime I purchase a book, I always review, and if I really enjoy reading your work, rest assured it may be shared here on this podcast with my listeners and followers. Of course, I will do so with permission from the author or authors first. Please like, follow, and share this information with other writers, and if you ever need a writer's lift, visit me on social media. Thank you all again for being here for this podcast. I look forward to hearing from you and learning more about the stories you weave.